Chapter 4.
Sit down and tell me all about it.
Pop motioned for Kara to join him at the table.
Ruthie, got some more of those meatballs? I could use a second helping.
Pop? Kara watched as her mother spooned several meatballs onto her father's plate. You know the doctor said you need to be careful with your cholesterol. Why don't you have some salad or some fruit? We picked up a huge watermelon today at the market.
Let me see. Watermelon or meatballs?
Pop scratched his head.
I think I'll take meatballs.
And your cholesterol?
I'll have the watermelon for dessert,
Pop said.
Then it'll all be even.
All right, Pop, whatever you say.
That's more like it. Now tell me about the auditions.
They were long. Ma sat down with her plate of pasta.
That I know, Pop said. You two didn't come in until what, midnight?
We didn't pull out of that studio until 10 o'clock, Ma said. And even then, the traffic coming back into Long Island was awful. I hate driving in the city. Kara leaned forward. I told you I'd drive, Ma. You were asleep before we even crossed the Brooklyn Bridge. She shook a plump finger in Kara's direction. I would have stayed awake if you'd let me drive, Kara smiled.
All right, ladies, the auditions?
They were so fun, Pop. Kara stood up from the table. I got to read a script with another girl. There were so many girls there, I was able to memorize all my lines before my turn came.
I think I had the whole thing memorized, too,
Ma laughed. The end and the butt and the crying, it was all pretty silly. But our Kara was great. She even cried real tears. Real tears, Ralph.
I thought this was a comedy show,
Pop said between bites of meatballs. It is. Kara sat back down. The crying was supposed to be funny. It was, too, Ma said. Kara stuffed her whole sleeve with tissues, and she kept pulling them out and blowing her nose, then throwing them behind her. The director's...